Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Welcome to your show.
Good morning, happy Tuesday, and happy birthday, Kramer.
Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper turns 58 today. That's what we're going to focus on.
I guess I'll just have to do the DJ horn myself.
Are you sad you don't get to hit the air horn whenever you want?
Yeah.
I'll hit it one time for you in honor of that. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yes, 42 years ago, I came into this world. I crawled out of my mother.
No need to make it weird.
You guys know how it works, I guess.
Yeah, and we could, you know.
Here I am. Aren't you glad that I was born?
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
It's nice out for your birthday. That's kind of nice.
It is, yeah. Should be a nice 55, a balmy 55 in June, which is kind of weird. But yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. What do you guys do? We should have a group, consensus. When you can't sleep, like what's the thing that you guys do? Because I'm going through a heavy can't sleep season right now, and I don't know what to do with all of this free time. But you're like not really a bad sleeper though. You're kind of, aren't you one of those people that like just goes to bed? And
no, like, dude, like absolutely not. I'm a terrible, like the minute that's why I put myself to bed so early. Because it takes me so long to fall asleep. My garage boy is the one, the man, his head hits the pillow and he immediately starts snoring. It drives me nuts.
So you,
we can be mid-conversation, pillow talk, and he's like.
So you have a hard time getting to sleep, but once you're asleep, you'll stay asleep.
Yes,
so
I have a hard time falling asleep, and then once I'm asleep, I'm fine, but I do wake up a couple times to go to the bathroom, obviously.
Yeah.
But falling asleep is like torture for me because that's when all of my darkest and deepest fears start running through my mind and I feel like anxiety from inside out too. That's me falling asleep every night of my life.
See, I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum. I can get to bed fine, usually. I mean, I would say 99% of the time, if I can't sleep, I can fall asleep instantly. And then
when
like,
you wake up and you're up.
And like, I'm up, I've been up since 1 o'clock, night number two now.
But why?
Right?
What are you doing? Don't you have blackout curtains,
and
too?
I do.
So you just sit there
and
in the dark?
I have a sleep mask. So
eyeballs open in your sleep mask.
I'm just sitting there. I'm like, so I'm basically awake for more or less, I'll nap for like 30 minutes in the afternoon. So I'm awake for about 20 hours a day now.
Ew.
And I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
See a doctor.
Yeah. probably, honestly, the answer.
No, like 20 hours is not good, my dude.
Yeah,
20
that's hours. The answer.
Like, I feel like you clown on my nap, but like at least I'm getting like the recommended hours of sleep.
At least she has a slumber.
Like 20 hours. I was sitting there this morning, and I'm like, I feel like, because what I'll do is I'll just like, I'm like, okay, I'll wake up and I'll be like, okay, we can probably go back to sleep. I think we can do this. And then after about 30, 45 minutes, an hour, I'm like, I don't think we're going back to sleep.
And then what do you do?
I should probably take up a hobby at this point. There's probably some kind of early morning hobby.
Like knitting?
Ooh. Maybe I should get into knitting.
Something relaxing.
Maybe I should write my, like a memoir at this point. Like, I just feel like with all this extra time that I have.
Painting.
I just lay there. And maybe this morning I was listening to a podcast because I'm like, what else is there to do at 2:30 in the morning that like is going to be productive? There's just no point in laying there just doing nothing. So like, what if you can't sleep? What do you do? Because I think a lot of us that have this weird schedules have a hard time sleeping. So you can.
That's very, very true.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Y'all, our BGE bill is going up. BGE customers, expect your electric bill to go up this summer. Rates are increasing about 75 cents per kilowatt hour. So what does that mean for us? That means about $6 more a month for most of us. And it's not going to stop there. We're going to see another hike coming this fall, with rates jumping up more than 30% by October. BGE is encouraging customers to visit bgesmartenergy.com for free services like HVAC tune-ups to help lower your energy use as well.
I just don't know how we're supposed to do it, y'all. I really don't.
I don't know.
I don't know how we're supposed to get out of this. I was talking to a friend yesterday. I'd been to her house before. She's maybe 60, and she was like, my house just got appraised. And she's got a fine house down in Columbia. It's a fine house. Just you would call it like a middle America, maybe 3-bedroom home. She's like, it just got appraised. It's $750,000. I'm like,
oh my God.
How is this younger generation ever supposed to like
have a house?
There's no way.
I don't know.
I mean, as someone that's been working for 25 years, I couldn't even afford that house. So like, how is this younger generation ever going to make it? I don't understand. It doesn't make sense.
No house for us
unless we all have roommates for the rest of
our lives. It's just terrible,
man. Guys trying to all live together.
No, y'all can't afford power pretty soon.
No, literally my family and I just had a conversation the other day. All of us were like, so where are we going to end up so we could all just buy a house together? Clearly we all can't afford it by ourselves.
I mean, like, you laugh, but like it's kind of funny, but it's like mostly sad. It really is.
Number two.
So I know our BGE bills are basically going up until December, but I do have a freebie for you to look forward to this Friday. You know, Friday is National Donut Day, and to celebrate the 88th birthday of their original glazed donut, Krispy Kreme is offering a full 2 weeks of sweet deals that start this Friday. So you can literally go get a free donut of your choice, no strings attached, okay? Go get a free donut on Friday to wipe away those BGE bill tears. Also, you can get a dozen glazed for just $2 with any other dozen purchased at Krispy Kreme.
Number one.
In box office news, Disney's live action Lilo and Stitch continues its winning streak, earning another $63 million over Memorial Day weekend and officially passing Sinners to become the second highest grossing film of 2025. So that brings its domestic total of just over $280 million. Globally, it's now sitting at $610. That's not too bad for what some people thought was just going to be a nostalgic remake. That long weekend was big for theaters overall, just kind of showing a lot of love, saying that movies are back, and that thanks to not only Lilo and Stitch, but Sinners, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, Karate Kid Legends, and that new scary movie, A24, bring her back.
Didn't hear that.
I'm so excited about it.
What is that about? I didn't even know that was out.
It's from the people that did Talk to Me, which was really good, and it's supposed to be about like grief and stuff.
Okay.
So it's like, I think like symbolic. That's I don't know. I'm excited to see it.
Did you see Lilo and Stitch yet? I'm surprised you didn't see it.
I just, Garage Boy and I, because Lilo and Stitch is like height Disney movies for us when we were younger. And I think I'm just still, I'm obsessed with the little girl who plays Lilo. I think she's incredible. Mm. I'm really excited to see her. I think I'm just so protective of Stitch. It's just like one of my favorite movies of all time that I don't want to go into it being a hater.
Yeah.
And I'm almost through that phase. So like when that fully leaves me, then I can go into it with an open mind. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
I thought I was the cool auntie, but turns out I've been demoted by my own husband.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Yeah, it is that time of week. It must be Tuesday. And welcome to what we consider like the family sitcom. You know, like you go home on Friday nights and turn on, my generation would watch, you know, Full House or Family Matters, or I don't know.
And we're watching Boys Meets World. Yeah.
It's like that, but for the radio. And for this segment, you're going to have to know Jess's nieces. Let's do a quick introduction.
I'm really close to my family. My whole family's on the West Coast. So once a week, I talk to my nieces, Abby and Maya. Abby is 13, Maya is 10. Just about different things that are going on in my life. And I'm actually seeing the girls this Friday in San Diego.
So excited.
I am beyond excited. But as we were making our plans and putting things together, I just noted a few things and, you know, that maybe they might be a little more excited to see somebody else.
So I wanted to discuss this, and this is a safe space, and you can say whatever you want, and I will not be offended about your true feelings. I am really excited to see you guys, but I feel like I am not the cool auntie. I feel like Uncle Gerald is the cool uncle now that we're together, which I love, but I just want to know, like, how do I become cool again? Like, if he's the cool one, what does that make me?
Girl, okay. For me, you have always been the cool auntie, and I promise you that has not changed in my eyes quite yet.
What?
But Uncle Gerald's like a puppy addition.
Yeah.
To like he's, the family on Christmas.
Yeah, he's like the
and
new toy.
Like, he's like the family puppy.
Yes. Okay. But Mai, do you think Uncle Gerald is cooler than me?
Absolutely not. I have four cool aunties and four cool uncles, okay? Let's start with the aunties, okay? Auntie Jessica, Auntie KP, Titi, and Auntie Loretta. Uncle Joey, Uncle Gerald, Uncle Marky Poo, and Uncle Toby.
Okay, so basically we're separated in categories amongst aunties and uncles, but not against each other.
Yeah. Guys, my uncle has great hair, and my auntie is an influencer.
Okay.
What do y'all got? What do y'all got? Try me.
Okay, thanks, guys. I love you.
Love you.
Maya told her friends that her Uncle Gerald is picking her up from school.
Oh, that's so cute.
And it's so
really cute.
And she told them that he has really good hair, and she wants to show them his hair.
He's got Garage Boy does have great hair.
She's obsessed with his hair.
Do you think? Because you guys have a big family.
Yeah.
Do you think that you're seriously the cool one out of, because I mean, there's four of them. Do you think you're?
I'm in top four, 100%.
But do you think you're number one, honestly? In their mind.
In their mind, do I think I'm number one?
Because yeah. This is going somewhere, so
I think,
there's a follow-up question.
I think it's situational, and I can also appreciate that it's situational as well. So I think I'm number one at times, but I don't think I'm always number one. And I'm totally okay with not being number one as long as I'm top four. As long as I'm top four on the roster,
there's only four.
I'm totally fine.
Because, you know, my sister has triplets. And, like, if there ever comes a day that I feel like my brother is cooler than me,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to feel really upset about that. I'm going to really feel, like, hurt that I'm not the cool uncle anymore, you know? I don't know what I'm going to do about that. I wonder if it's going to be, like, a competition to then regain the top spot. Like, if I feel like I'll be in a constant competition too.
Dude, and I'm telling you right now.
And like, this is all seriousness.
No, I'm telling you seriously. And you'll know it too by their reaction of when they see you. Because the reaction that they have when they see me is different than it is for some of the other aunties.
And that's why I feel like you're holding something back right now. You're not being 100% honest. Like,
what do
you
mean?
Like, you're not being. Like,
okay, fine. If you want me to say I'm number one, I am number one. I was just trying to be nice.
So don't be nice.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Well, let's wash our sins of that one and play our $1,000 minute, everybody. You ready to go? We got $1,000 in free gas and caller 10's playing. Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is Becca.
Becca, you're
hey,
number
Becca.
10.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you did it.
Oh my gosh, I've been calling like 27 times.
27.
And this is the first time you got through?
Yes.
Welcome.
That's a very specific number. Is that an actual number or is that a made up number?
Like every time I dial my...
Wait, okay, Becca, phone is breaking up. If we lose you right now, this is going to be very devastating, so let's not do that.
Is there any way we can get a better connection with you? We really want you to play.
Are you on speaker? Like, we got to solve this.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty clear.
Okay,
that's pretty clear. All right.
Cool.
Well, she's called 27 times, so
like,
we got to make this a good round. Becca, we're going to explain the rules. Welcome. First off, welcome. I'm glad your perseverance has paid off. This is our $1,000 minute. It's a fun game. It's your first time, though, Jess. Let's explain the rules, and we're going to go.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions, in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. In baseball, what is the term for hitting the ball and reaching second base?
A double.
Correct. Question number two. What is the last name of the main character in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Pass.
Question number three. Who performed the song Old Town Road?
Pass.
Question number four. What is the term for a period of 10 years?
A decade.
Correct. Question number five. If you bought a book for $3.35 and you paid $4, how much change would you get?
You would get... Pass.
Question number six. What is the name of the documents that first outlined the first government of the United States?
The first government of the United States?
Yeah. What was it called?
The document?
Yeah, what was that document called?
The Declaration of Independence.
It was not the Declaration of Independence.
It's all right, girl.
No,
it's
hey,
okay,
you
girl.
Were, you were blazing through those questions today, though. And I was a little worried about the cell phone reception. I was like, don't lose us. Don't lose us here. Let's go back through these and let's see how we did.
Yeah, let's go back to question number two. What is the last name of the main character in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Bucket. That's Charlie Bucket.
That's tough.
Okay.
That one's tough, I know.
Number three, who performed the song Old Town Road? That's Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah. Lil Nas X.
Number five, if you bought a book for $3.35 and paid with $4, how much change would you get? That's 65 cents.
It's easy if you had time. When you're going fast, the anxiety, the adrenaline, everything, we get it. It's okay.
And number six, what was the name of the document that outlined the first government of the United States? That answer is Articles of Confederation.
That's also tough. There's a lot of documents we had to keep up with.
There's a lot of documents. You know,
which
a lot
one's
of files,
which? I don't know. Declaration
stuff.
Of this. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. And let's see how you would have done on the last question. What kind of animal is Sonic?
Oh, a hedgehog.
Yeah. A hedgehog.
Yep.
There you go.
Good job, Becca.
I don't know. Maybe we go through and catch up on all those documents and articles and declarations.
That's fine if you want to.
Boring anyway. Boring. Hey, Becca. I mean, first timer. Let's clap for our first timers. Yeah. Always good to get through.
Good job, Becca.
It took you 27 times to get through, but hopefully next time that you call, it won't take 27 more because you're fun and we appreciate you calling. And the good news is tomorrow we come back. We got, you know, 7 new trivia questions and hopefully you'll try again and maybe next time's the win. You know what I mean?
Yep, I'll try again. Thank you so much.
Have a good day, Becca, and make sure to head to Dashin and try their classic country breakfast Stackadilla. They've got the Santa Fe Stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dashin.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Amy from Frederick. Hi, Amy, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Jess, did you really not go to Kramer's party?
No, Amy, you probably saw me in your neck of the woods because I was actually in Frederick. Amy, y'all, listen,
Jessica,
I swear, I told you guys I was telling the truth when I told Kramer I could not attend his birthday bash because I was locked in to this weekend in Frederick with Visit Frederick along with the Maryland Office of Tourism. And I've been locked into this trip for about a couple months now. And so I was not able to go to the party.
There's 10% of me that thought maybe you might pop in.
But I told you. I told you what was going on.
That maybe you might be. And by the way, if you're just tuning in and you have no idea what we're even talking about, do you want to explain like the backstory here about this whole birthday party?
Yes. So Kramer threw himself a birthday party for the first time since he was 9 because he had birthday trauma when he was 9. No one came to his party. No. People came. They just didn't pay attention to him.
A lot of people didn't show up, and those that did like barely paid attention.
Yeah,
to
no one watched his Super Mario play.
Yeah.
So he basically was sworn off birthday parties since the age of 9. But for his 42nd birthday, he wanted to throw his own vegan, gluten-free, yoga, birthday bash.
Right.
But he told everybody about 10 days beforehand.
Hmm. Kramer, did you have a good time?
Can I tell you honestly, it was really, really traumatizing. I can't do birthday parties. And if I'm being so the birthday party was clearly kind of like a bit that we were doing. I was kind of playing it up for the radio. Like we were kind of having fun with it.
Yes.
Going into it, a lot of people started backing out.
Yeah.
And
because Charlotte wasn't able to attend either because she got a concussion, by the way.
Right.
Like, she literally
poor
could
Charlotte,
not come.
You don't know, our poor Charlotte got a concussion.
Yeah.
So I think we invited 11, 12 people. It was a little traumatizing when only 3 people showed up. Some people, like, canceled last minute.
Yeah.
Some people said they were going to be there, just didn't show up.
But things come up.
I understand. I understand. Birthdays have always been a really sore spot for me. Ever since that birthday party. And I know for some people that might sound really crazy to you. And if you love your birthday, I hope everyone loves their birthday and it's a really happy, fun day for you. For me, they're always a little bit uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hoping that I could really have fun with this bit and it was going to be silly and like I was going to have a good time with it. For those that did show up for it,
like you did yoga and like the people that showed up for you, like Greg and Gina and Tom and them coming out there and doing the things that you like to do. Like, I get that things came up and not everyone was able to come, but like, did you not have fun?
Yeah. For those that showed up and I had to kind of like compartmentalize and I was like, hey, we're just going to have yoga and like, it's going to be fun. But the second that I put myself into like, hey, this is a birthday party and only 3 people showed up, that's the part that like I really struggled with. And I think, and it's okay. I think that I'm just going to have to realize that like birthdays are maybe always going to be a challenge for me. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's somebody listening that also struggles with their birthday, that when your birthday rolls around, you might always kind of cringe a little bit. I learned my lesson at age 9. It's just, and this is not, it's fine. I'm better just to not make a big hoopla out of my birthday.
Yeah, I feel bad. I'm not really a birthday person either. And like hearing you, I get it. I totally get you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate it because I feel like some people really love their birthdays. And I feel like when I say that, I'm just, birthdays are always a little uncomfortable for me. And not a lot of people get that. So thank you for understanding that.
Yeah, I really do. I do.
Turns out that kissing not only spreads love, but it actually might spread a little anxiety. What is this? Welcome to our new segment, Couples Corner with Jess.
When hearts collide and love gets warmer. Ooh, it's the Couples Corner.
I wish you knew how much time and preparation went into this segment. We've been prepping this segment, I think, longer than any other segment on this show. Months. Yes?
Yes. So welcome to...
It?
Huh?
Can you not hear it?
What do you mean?
Oh, you looked weird. You had a concerned look on your face.
Oh, no. I was just about to jump into Couples Corner, if you don't mind. Thank you very much.
It's just funny how long we've been prepping this segment. It's funny to finally hear it on the air.
So, yes, this is Couples Corner with Jess, where I bring you the latest, you know, couples drama, love stories, breakups, and makeups from around the world. My husband and I just hit 1 year of marriage, so consider this your love-obsessed bestie keeping you up to date on all things relationships. But I saw this trending headline this morning, and this is bizarre. Tell me what you guys think about this. A new study finds it may be possible to literally transmit depression and anxiety through kissing.
What
they did was they followed almost 300 newly couples and one partner struggling with anxiety, depression, or sleep problems with one who didn't, right? Hmm. But after 6 months, the quote-unquote healthy partner started literally having the same symptoms of their other partner's conditions. And what they're saying is, this is according to science, is that it seems like the high levels of stress hormone cortisol in the saliva of those with depression were the cause of it actually being passed in close contact to their partner kissing through the saliva. And it was just, I mean, I think overall, like the blanket statement of the study was basically like, this is a reminder, obviously, like, is kissing causing depression? No. But it does remind us how much whatever is going on with your partner truly does affect the other.
That's okay. First off, that's terrifying. As a hypochondriac, there's already so many things that I have to worry about passing partner to partner. And now you're telling me I've got to also worry about like their moods and their anxiety and their depression. That's terrifying. I mean, I guess it makes sense. But
the saliva thing is crazy,
though.
Like, I would have never even thought about that.
Yeah, that's wild to think about. Because like, here's what sucks. Is like what I'm looking for in a partner realistically would be somebody that like doesn't have a lot of like anxiety and depression. That'd be great, right? Because like I already suffer with that. But what you're telling me, if this study is right, then like, yo, I'm just going to pass it on to my partner anyway the second that we kiss. So what I'm hearing in this study is like, I just can't kiss my partner.
I don't care about none of this. Care about none of this because you're telling me makeup sexy time isn't fun. Nah, get out of here.
But like, so what are you supposed to do?
That's
the thing.
It's
like, you just don't, you don't like kiss your partner and then like.
No, I'm totally kissing. I don't care if you're crying. I'm kissing you. I don't care. I'll kiss your tears away.
Yeah,
get this out of here.
That's terrifying.
Whatever.
Man.
So this obviously doesn't matter. We're still going to be kissing our partners, sad or happy. Okay. That's Couples Corner with Jess. Good morning.
The title alone is something. It's already making me not excited about this.
It's Kramer's birthday, and like because he's not in charge or in control, like your vibe and energy is already kind of frantic.
He's being shy about it.
Yeah, you're being kind of weird about it.
But it's
actually really, really fun.
Yeah.
So today is Kramer's birthday. And so Charlotte and I have put together a game for you called The Birthday Games for the Krames. Give me a DJ horn and there.
Okay, let me hang this on a different page. Birthday giving.
This is going to be fun whether you like it or not. So you need to change your attitude, birthday boy.
My hardest to have fun with birthday games for the Krames.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So listen, today Kramer is celebrating another trip around the sun. And instead of just handing over a gift to him like normal people, that's not what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlotte and I are making him work for it and have created this birthday game. So this is how you play. The rules are very simple.
Yeah.
So we are giving Kramer three clues about his birthday present, okay? After each clue, he can guess But you only get one guess after each clue, okay?
Okay.
And you only get one final answer at the end.
Okay.
If you want your gift.
Okay.
All right.
And what if I don't get it? You'll throw it away?
So if you win,
you burn it,
you get the present. And if you lose,
you still get the present.
This is such a y'all's game. I throw in a wood chipper or something, but that's okay.
Yeah. No, right. you still get the present. So, Kramer, right. Are you ready?
Yes.
For the most niche, punny gift ever gifted in birthday history.
I suppose we're here, so let's play.
Okay. So we need to warn him that in the style of the monkey ears for your birthday.
Yes.
Part of it did not come on time.
Okay.
So it's half the present and half a photo of what will be the present.
Exactly.
So that's a fun added layer.
Poorly planned. Okay.
No, not at all.
You know what happened.
Just as you ran into issues on my birthday when Amazon didn't arrive on time, looks like for Gemini season, that is Amazon's theme for the birthday season. So you also know what that's like. It's fine. Anyway, Seth, are you ready for your first clue?
Yes.
Of your birthday games for the Crave?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Clue number one. It's tied to something that is part of what makes you who you are.
And I have to guess now?
That's your clue. What's your guess?
Guess number one.
Guess number one.
I'm sure it's something really positive. It probably has something to do with my looks. So I'm going to go with attractive. It has something to do with my looks. Attractive, cute, vanity.
You know, it does have something to do with
your physicality.
Yes. With your physicality.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so yes.
Yes.
I'm going physicality, looks,
so
attractiveness.
So clue number one, give yourself a ding there, birthday boy.
Thank you very much. Attractive. Most people describe me.
Are you ready for clue number two?
Yes.
Clue number two. It started as a wound, but now it can contain something that blooms.
A wound, but now something that blooms.
Yes.
Well, obviously it's got to be a flower something. A flower. Give him a ding. Give him a ding. A flower accessory.
You're getting closer.
A flower accessory. Okay, give me a ding.
Can confirm. Okay. Are you ready for your final clue for your birthday games for the Cranes?
Attractive flower, a hot flower. Go ahead.
Number three, your last and final clue.
Yes.
It's inspired by one of your most iconic on-air catchphrases.
Something you probably say more than anything else on this station.
What do I say?
I don't know.
I have a catchphrase?
It's your job. You talk for a living.
I know. What's my catchphrase?
Yeah, what's your catchphrase?
What do I say? What is a catchphrase that I use? Bada bing, bada boom. If I don't say that, I'm going to start using it. What's a catchphrase that I use?
Come on. Put together the clues that you've already confirmed. Your first is like something having to do with your physicality.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The second with, you were
a flower.
Flower.
Yeah, hot flower.
Combining with one of your most iconic catchphrases that you use on the station.
Bada bing, bada boom. Bada bing, bada boom.
You've literally never said bada bing, bada boom.
I need to make that a thing. Bada bing, bada boom, the cream.
Okay, fine. So give us your final answer.
Okay,
what do you think your birthday gift is?
I think it's a muscle. Because I've been working out. I think it's a muscle floral t-shirt.
Oh,
okay.
With the phrase bada bing bada boom.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I think it's a shirt that says bada bing bada boom, and it's a little tight. It's a tight tee.
That is not your birthday gift. Give us a Okay, so now your birthday gift is right next to you. Can you please open it on the air, sir?
I'm going to open this.
Now remember, half of it is there and the other is a photo of what it is.
Yes.
Do I get to say bada bing, bada boom when I open it?
No.
Sure.
What is
Take out part one. What is that?
It's floral. It's definitely floral.
Okay.
It's
so, so those are the flowers you guessed correctly,
okay,
yes?
Yeah, I don't understand.
And what do they go into?
They go inside of something.
Describe what it is.
What do you see?
Describe what it is.
No.
Describe what it is.
I literally have no idea what this is. I don't get it.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I literally don't mean to kill the bit right now. I do not understand this at all.
Okay.
And I'm sorry. I don't get it.
All right. It's truly the most personalized gift that you could possibly ever receive.
Kramer and Jess on Instagram @Kramer and Jess @Kramer and Jess @Kramer and Jess. This
Is this, I don't get it.
Yeah.
At Kramer and Jess. It's Kramer with a K at Kramer and Jess. Hop on here, please, because I don't get this.
Shout out to everyone who's been playing along with us on IG because they solved
they
it for you.
They figured it out. Okay, so I'm going to hold it up here for a few more seconds if you're logging in because I want you to be able to see this. So what this is, if you're just listening, is I finally open up and the first thing is like some really like shoddy flowers. These are shoddy, like fake shoddy flowers. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. And then
they have to be not too tall.
Yeah, because they have to fit in the thing. Yeah.
And the second thing is, and I can't really tell what it is, but it's like ceramic feet.
Yes.
The picture is a picture of ceramic feet.
And it says 8 inches.
And I'm like, and of course, I don't know what to do with that, y'all. As I'm sitting here live, I'm like, I don't know where this is going. I don't know. I mean, you just see feet and you're like, I don't know where we're going with this, what we're doing. I have no idea. So that's when we hop on Instagram and I'm like, what do I say? I don't talk about feet. Like, I don't have a feet thing. Like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't really know. So I start reading the comments and then randomly somebody on
there. It was Heather. Okay. Shout out to Heather because she's the one who got it first.
Heather on Instagram says, plantar fasciitis.
Hit the winner, Matt Miller!
And I'm like, wait. Is it my plantar fasciitis?
Yeah, it is, baby!
Yeah, so it's literally a plantar. So it's a vase.
It's a feet.
To represent.
Feet vase.
Your plantar fasciitis.
In case you don't know. I do suffer from plantar fasciitis, which is a very serious feet condition, which I talk about a lot, which has been resolved thanks to the Good Feet Store. And that's very true. We do talk about it a lot.
Yeah, we
so
have.
You guys got me a plantar fasciitis planter.
That once was a wound, but now it contains something that blooms. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I hope you will treasure it always.
Okay. Forever.
Do you see why I hate
one
my birthday?
One of a kind. One of a kind
Do
birthday
gift. Do you see why
gift.
I say no one takes my birthday seriously?
What are you talking about? That is, you have never gotten that specific of a gift uniquely to you ever before in your 42 years of living.
Plantar fasciitis planter is what I have.
And I want you to know, I was instructed to get a moderately priced birthday gift.
Yeah.
And there was an option for 6 inches. 8 inches and 10 inches.
So you went for the moderate one.
I went with the moderately priced option.
Well, thank you. I've never had someone so invested in my plantar fasciitis over here. Thank you guys.
Happy birthday!
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Thank you guys for playing along.
It'll be here soon.
I can't wait. And thank you. Thank you to the Good Feet Store too for helping out with my plantar fasciitis. And now I've got a planter to prove it. I guess. Okay.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I hope you're sitting down right now. We just found out the annual cost of how much it costs to have a dog nowadays, and this number is like astronomical.
Today in dog news.
Yeah, welcome to Today in Dog News, everybody. Friggin' love dogs. I'm actually talking to, I didn't even tell you about this, Jess. I'm talking to Barks right now about trying to like set up an event later this summer to get our people out there to like work with the shelter.
Oh, heck yeah.
I've been talking about doing this for a while, but then.
That's so fun.
It was after Kiki passed away, but then I got to see the whole salt thing and things got pushed on the back burner. But anyway, more on that later on. But I friggin' love dogs. I know you do too. So whenever there's breaking dog news, I'll be the one to share it with you. Bro, this is crazy. The amount of money it costs to have pets nowadays is astronomical. Like, Jess, if I even asked you, because this is basically what they did, was they went out and they asked people, what do you think it costs to have a pet versus like the actual amount of money it costs to have a pet? Like if I asked you what that number you think it would be to
like
have a pet.
Like a year?
You know, throughout its lifetime.
Oh, geez.
What do you think that number would be? Like, realistically.
Maybe like 10 grand.
Okay. So for on average, when they asked what people have thought, for cats, people said about 5,700.
Okay.
And dogs, people said about 8,100.
Okay.
Y'all, that number is nowhere close, actually.
No?
To like the average cost. Today in 2025, the average cost for a cat is about anywhere between $20,000 and $47,000.
No way.
And for a dog, if you're a dog lover.
That was just a cat.
That was a cat.
Oh, okay.
Dogs get even more expensive. If you're a dog lover, it's going to cost you anywhere between $22,000 and $61,000.
No.
Of course, depending on how long your dog lives, what
and
they
if
go through.
If there's surgeries, if something's going on.
But on average, anywhere for dogs, it's $22,000 to $61,000. Now, when pet parents found this out, did that really freak them out? The answer is no, because about 75% of pet parents said they don't care.
Yeah.
They're going to find the money. And of course you are, because you love your pet. Like when I had Kiki, that was my chihuahua that passed away a couple of years ago. If you told me that it was going to cost me, I mean, that sounds crazy. $61,000 sounds insane. But like if you were going to tell me $61,000, would I do it again? Yeah, I'd do it. I'd have to make it work because I love Kiki. But like now on the front end, if you're like, hey, do you want to get a new dog?
Is that why you've been kind of
the cost,
a little bit? I mean, that's a fair thing.
The cost
fair thing.
Is definitely something you got to think about.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting back thinking like, oh, what's it cost for? And listen, I don't want to deter you by any means. Because
we're just giving you the facts.
Kiki was like one of the greatest joys of my life.
Yes.
You know, but if you're sitting back thinking, oh, what's it cost? $5,000 over a lifetime? No. For dogs, up to $60,000. That's Today in Dog News.
Hi, I'm Katie from Bel Air. And I just want to know if I'm a bad mom because I don't want to give my daughter's teacher an end of the year present.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Well, if I was your teacher, I'd say probably.
Well, actually, I mean, I don't know, like, the normal protocol. Like, is there RT? You know what I mean?
Actually, this would be an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Y'all, it's time for the parent panel. This is Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. If you've never done one of these with us before, we could actually use your help if you are a parent. How does this work, Jess?
Parents call in and share a situation when someone in their life has called them a bad parent, a bad mom, or a bad dad. And so we just want to take a look at a different perspective of how this even happened in the first place.
So why would you not want to get her a gift, I guess?
Yeah.
So my daughter Brianna is in this play group, and the three other moms there, we got together and they were like, let's all contribute to the teacher to get them something special at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, she's in the second grade. How hard is it to teach kids in the second grade?
Oof.
Like, she's just doing her job. And between the field trips and, like, the lunches, like, financially, I'm kind of tapped out. So I don't understand why I need to pay more on top of that just to kind of, like, what, tip the teacher?
Oh.
Is it a tip? I mean, I don't know if it's a tip versus, like, it would be just like a thank you.
Just like a
you,
nice, thoughtful
like, gift, you know?
Appreciation thing?
I don't know if they see it like a tip per se, you know?
But is your point basically being like, I'm paying for so much as it is? Like, what is this for?
Exactly. I mean, I think tip culture in general has just gotten completely out of control. Like, we're just supposed to shell out money for every additional thing. And I think, honestly, it's ridiculous. And when I said this to the other moms, they looked at me like I was some sort of monster.
Yeah.
And then one mom actually texted me afterwards and was like, oh, you know, we hope you will reconsider.
I mean...
And it's like, no.
Okay, so you just feel like you've paid everything you need to pay, basically, for the school year. And now it seems like a teacher gift is like... like tipping the scale at this point.
I mean, they get a salary.
Yeah, but like not when they deserve.
I mean, I work in HR, and it's not like at the end of the year, people start piling gifts on my desk. Why do I have to do something for someone else if just supposed to do their job?
I mean, true, but like how nice would it be if like you came into work and there was like $10 Starbucks gift card on your desk? I feel like that would totally make your day.
Yeah, but that's never going to happen.
So you
again,
feel like
you, why do I have to do that for someone else?
You feel like it's weird that we do it for one profession, but we don't all get the same. Because you're right. I mean, no one comes in and gives us gifts just for no reason. So why are we doing it for teachers, I guess, is your question?
Exactly.
Okay. This is what Parent Panel is all about. So 410-583-1065. If you're a parent and can weigh in on this, we'd love it. Katie is saying, hey, listen, I don't think that we should give teachers gifts at the end of the year. I don't want to give my daughter's teacher a gift this year. All the other parents are in on it, and they're looking at me like I'm some kind of, you know, three-headed monster over here because I'm saying, like, I don't want to do it. But, like, am I in the wrong if I'm the only one saying no? 410-583-1065. We'll put our parent panel together first. Jess?
I wish we could look at it from a different perspective as tipping. I think it's just a nice gesture. I think teachers do a lot. It's not like it's all on you. I think it's just like a shared responsibility. I do think it would be nice for you to participate. Like, obviously, you're not obligated, but I do think it would be kind of nice.
I mean, sure, it would be kind, but like... Half the time I go out and gratuity is already added to a bill at restaurants, and now I'm also supposed to tip above and beyond that. I don't understand why I'm constantly having to shell out extra money for people.
I mean, I see your point. I don't not see your point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these teachers work hard, man. These teachers, I got
it's
some teacher friends.
It's a lot of kids
friends.
In the classroom.
I can't sit here and tell you to not do something nice for teachers. I would not feel right about doing that. But I'm just wondering, though, do most parents feel... tapped out though by the end of the school year, and now they're also you feeling obligated to like throw a gift in too? You know, you might not be alone on this, but let's find out with our parent panel.
This is Rachel on one in Ellicott City.
What's up, Rachel? I mean, do you feel like she's making a good point here? Like, is she in the wrong for not wanting to, you know, have to give a gift
well,
at the end?
So I think that she's entitled to not want to participate in getting an end of the year gift for her teacher. I'm a teacher. I'd never expect a gift from any of my students' families.
Yeah.
But that being said, I think that her attitude is incorrect. And mm-hmm. I think that going forward, I hope that her child gets a teacher who does nothing above and beyond, just so that she could see the difference. Okay. I mean, I'm sitting here at the end of the year, and my team, and we do so many above and beyond things for our kids that we don't ask anything extra of the parents for, but it's to give the kids a better
experience,
and enrich the curriculum. And, you know, teachers are out here buying things off of teachers pay teachers to supplement our curriculum. And we're buying decorations for our classroom and just trying to give the kids a great experience throughout the whole year.
Right.
And that's not to say that teachers do it with the expectation with their hands out at the end of the year.
Right.
We are invested in her child. And if she does not want to say thank you in any way, shape, or form, she doesn't have to go in on anything. She could get the teacher a cup of coffee, a $5 gift card to Starbucks, if she wants to display any form of gratitude or appreciation. If she doesn't, I'm sure that teacher is not expecting anything, but I think that her attitude toward...
So like when she says tip, that
inflating
that,
it with,
it's
with
not,
tipping
yeah,
is
yeah.
not the same.
Incorrect.
Yeah,
right.
It's okay. That makes
it's a token of appreciation for helping my child throughout the year.
Right.
If she doesn't want to say thank you, she doesn't have to.
Sure.
But I think she needs to check her attitude about, because she's going to have teachers with her child for years to come.
Sure.
And just appreciating what that teacher does.
Right.
That's really what it boils down to.
Absolutely.
That makes sense. Thank you for calling. Jenny from Canton. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, she doesn't want to give teacher end of the year gifts. Doesn't think it's deserved. Is that the right move, you think?
Okay, I am a teacher.
Okay, this is good. Yes.
And I kind of get where she's coming from.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like parents are asked to do a lot throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And when we get to these, like, end of the year gifts and things, I think the parents are just exhausted. What they end up giving, it's not really great stuff anyway.
Okay, so you're basically calling it trash.
No, I just mean, like, you're unless you're buying me a new car or something, I don't need another, like, off-brand tumbler from the Dollar Tree. I don't really need it, and I don't need to be thanking everyone as the year comes to a close. It's a lot. There's a lot going on.
Oh, so you're saying, like, it's not even worth it anyway.
Yeah, and I don't sound ungrateful, but it's kind of not.
So for both angles, you're like, listen, I understand if parents don't want to give us anything because it's not really necessary, and...
But are you also saying, but the gifts aren't good, though, is what you're saying,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I kind of am saying that, and I don't really need the... You know, the mug that says world's greatest teacher. And so maybe they should just save their time and their money.
Okay.
Well,
that's what we need to hear. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Let's take one more call. This is... Oh, my gosh. I just lost your name. This is... Wait, who? This is... No. Who is this? This is somebody in Baltimore. Who is... Kate.
Jamie.
Jamie Kate. Hi, Jamie Kate.
It's just Jamie.
I'm pretty sure it's Jamie Kate.
Let's call her by her name. It's Jamie.
It sounds like we're kind of split on this. I mean, do you feel like she makes a good point when she says, I don't feel like I need to tip teachers at the... Or I say tip. I'm using her language now.
Yeah,
I need
we
to
don't
give teachers a gift at the end of the year.
I feel like, again, I agree with the other caller. Like, it's not, like, it's appreciated, right? I'm a teacher also. It's appreciated. It's not expected.
Yeah.
But her attitude is the problem. Like, acting like our jobs aren't hard. Like, oh, it's just second graders. Like, I want this woman to come spend one day in a school to see what these behaviors and what some of these kids are like. We're overworked. We're underpaid. Like, I get if you don't want to spend the money. And, like, I agree with the other caller, too. Like, some of the gifts, like, okay, like, we don't need a million mugs, right? We don't need a million tumblers.
But,
like,
world's best teacher.
A little card, like a little handwritten card or something. Like, those are, like, the most special things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just feel like it's her attitude. Her attitude is the problem. You're not tipping us. Like, teachers are the foundation of this world. Like, Kate, without your teachers, you would not be in HR. Like, teachers literally...
No.
Period.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no,
we are
absolutely.
The ones that educate the future of the world and help these people become lawyers and doctors and all of these things. So I think that teachers in general are just underappreciated.
Well,
underappreciated, and that's a part of the problem.
That's actually a massive part of the
absolutely.
Problem. How does that make you feel, then, Kate, to hear at the end? Like, just most parents, and I'm looking through the calls, I mean, most parents feel like it'd be the right thing for you to do, you know?
I mean, it's annoying, because, again, like, I feel like I'm just contributing to this tipping culture, which I think is just, like, getting out of hand in general. But we live in a society, so, like, if I'm going to be contributing and not get ostracized by the rest of the moms, like, yeah, sure, I'll throw in $10 to $20. It's just the principle of the thing.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.